I want to testify. I felt like it was a miracle. I was trying to fix my porch roof, and the ladder gave down on me. And I feel like that, well, the ladder hit the porch. And I felt like that if it would have hit the ground, that this right foot, I wouldn't have been able to use it. I'm so thankful. Oh, thank the Lord. I am so thankful that God is real. I am so thankful that He's able to heal to the uttermost. Saints, trust the Lord. Trust in Him. He's the one that is able to help us. And I feel like the one that goes in the hospital, it's the mercy of God. It's not the doctor, but it's the mercy of God that they're spared. Brother, listen today. I love my Jesus. I love Him with all of my heart. And I pray today, I pray the Lord will stir every heart here tonight. Because I feel like that the time is going to be short. I think there's a scripture in there. Scripture says something about that the time will be shortened because of how did that go, Brother Leslie? I know it's in there. But Lord, listen. The Lord is going to shorten this time. And this is where you and I, we need to be ready to meet God. And I'm talking about, listen, this is a pure, this is a holy, this is a righteous way. And no unclean thing is going to go in. It's not going to get in. Lord, help us today. I thought about, Lord, stir our hearts. I've got a real burden on my heart. I feel like that the Lord has been really merciful to this boy. Because I could have been out in eternity. That's right. But because the love of God, I thought about the love of God to every soul. You know, He loves every soul. Sinner, saint. He loves everyone. And but one thing, He really wants us to realize and recognize that we need God. Brother, we need the Lord tonight. We need the Lord to help us, to deliver us from sin, deliver us from everything that's unlike God. He's able to deliver us. But listen, we are going to have to humble ourselves. Oh, may the Lord help us. You know, when I had this accident and this fall, I was praying to God. I said, Lord, help me. Touch my body. And you know, the Lord, thank the Lord, Brother Rick, He touched my body. He healed me completely. For the glory of God. Brother, you know, I'm sorry to say that it's yielding to the arm of flesh. But may God help us today. God is a mighty God. He is able to help us. He is able to deliver us. And He is able to give us a sinless life. That's right. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. Saints, I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord because He delivered my soul. I love the Lord because He healed my body. I love the Lord because He can make me clean. Lord, help us today. Help us to realize that the Lord is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. I just can't praise Him enough. I really can't. Because He has helped us out and He has delivered my soul. In the 9th chapter of Hebrews, it reads like this: And as it is appointed unto men, that means men, children, women, everyone, it's appointed unto them once to die. Brother, you can't get out of this world alive.
No.
That's right. May the Lord stir our hearts today. But He said, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. But I thought about how that the Bible said, God so loved the world. He loved the world. And it said that He gave. God was willing to give His only Son. That's right. He was willing to give His own Son. He loved His Son. He also loved the world. But He gave His Son that every one of us, as we believe, I'm talking about believing in Jesus. That's who we need to believe. Believing in Jesus. Jesus died. I thought about this. This is what touched my heart so much. I was down and out. Wretched and blind. But He reached way down. I mean way, way down. Brother Reggie, He really brought me out. He reached way down and He lifted me up. Oh, thank the Lord today. He lifted me up. And He didn't just lift me up. He lifted me out of all confusion, all division, all strife, envy, everything that's wrong. He lifted me out. Brother, He's no respecter of person. If we're willing to humble ourselves, if we're willing to get down to business with God and not play religion, and get real, genuine. I'm talking about genuine salvation. Brother, you'll get it. And I thought about if we have a desire. I thought about Brother Lester said a desire. We got to have a desire, Brother Lester. We got to have a desire to live for God. And go all the way out for God. Not just part of the world and part of God. I don't think there's nothing like that. We're either in or out. That's right. Lord, help us today. Help death is sure. And judgment is sure. Every one of us, in the sound of my voice, is going to stand before God. And give an account. I'm talking about, well, God knows how we live. And give an account of the deeds that's done, that we've done in this body, in this world. Lord, help us. It's a serious thing. I thought about it. And seem like people today, that you know, they don't really take death serious. That's right. But you know, death is serious. They're gone. You can't see them no more. They don't know us. They don't exist. They're in the ground. But you know, one thing about it, I thought about that song. It says, I have a hope. Brother, I've got a hope. And my hope is in God. My hope is, you know, it's not wishy-washy. I've got faith in God. I'm not boasting myself, but I've got faith in God. I was hurt myself. I was hurt. My wife was really concerned about it. I told her and I said, don't worry. God will take care of this. And he did. He took care of that. I wouldn't be up here. I feel good. I don't have a pain in my life. What a mighty God. Amen. Brother, today, we're going to meet that judgment. The Lord, I realize, that God loves us. But if we deny His Son, and you know a lot of people are doing that. That's right. They're denying the very one that can help them and deliver them and give them that peace and satisfaction and contentment right in our soul. He's able to do that. He's done it for me. And I know He can do it for you. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. I want to read in John, you bear with us. Lord, help us today. It said here, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, in Jesus, believe in Jesus. Brother, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to believe that He is the Savior of the world. We're going to have to believe that He is able to deliver to the uttermost. We're going to have to have faith in God and stand on the promises of God. That's all. Lord, help us today. That He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Brother, the world is a perishing. I'm sorry to say, they're perishing. They're going the downward road of sin. That's right. They need to call upon God. Call upon Him. Brother, listen. Don't be deceitful. be straight out and call on God. Lord, I need help. I need you. I need your power. And if we're sincere, He'll help us out. Lord, help us today. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. The world was in sin. They were already condemned. But He loved us so much that He said if He would send Jesus into the world, that He, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, will deliver them if they believe. Lord, help us today. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, through Christ, brother, it's through Christ that we can be delivered from sin. It's through Christ that we can be healed. It said Jesus, how's that scripture go? Healeth all matter. It says A-L-L. What does that mean? All. Anything. Manner of disease. Manner of sickness. Do we believe that? I believe it.
Yes, we do. Amen.
Yeah, thank the Lord. I believe it. He's able to heal. He's able to save. He's able to raise a man up, no matter how far gone he is. The Lord can deliver him. Oh, may God help us today. And if we're not delivered, we don't believe. We're not believing. We're not accepting the Word of God. Is that right? Lord, help us today. I'm concerned. I love every one of us. But are we ready? Everyone in here, are we ready to meet God? I'll testify to myself. I'm ready to meet God. I'm not boasting. I've examined my heart. I'm not examining people's heart. I'm examining my heart. Lord, I want to be ready. I want you to deliver everything that's wrong in my life. I want you to purge it out. I'm willing for you to do that. Come right in. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts today. My heart is heavy. I love the church of God. I love the people of God. The saints of God. I love them. I love their souls. I'm concerned about them. But I'm afraid that the enemy is trying every way he can to draw us away or to compromise the precious truth from the Bible. You know, Jesus, He's the one. I'm preaching Jesus. Every place I go, I preach Jesus. People is running down, but I'm lifting Him up. That's right. I love Him. I tell people, You know, I thought about it. I was talking, I don't know, it just, and Brother Richard just come out. And I was up there, and this individual was coming in there, and I said, I sure thank God. And they looked at me and said, like, what's the matter with you? I said, I got Jesus. I got the Lord. I want to turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew. And I want to start at the 44th verse. It said, therefore, be ye also ready. You know, when we're going to, when we die, we're going to have to be ready. We can't make any change. How's that go as a
tree falls?
That's right. As a tree falls, so shall it blot. Right there is the judgment. God is judging our life. We need to examine our hearts. Not no one else, but our heart. Examine our heart. Lord, is it I? Am I hindering in anything? You know, we need healing. That's right. Lord, is it I? Am I putting a stumbling block in the way? Lord, help us. Examine our hearts. But oh, may the Lord help us today. Therefore, be ye also ready in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. You know it's strange about death. That's right. You can be here today and gone tomorrow. That's right. It don't take years. It don't take hours. It's just a few minutes we can be out in eternity. This is why we really need to be ready. As you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He comes for us, you and I. He calls us. If we're faithful, He'll say, come thou faithful servant. You have been faithful. The Lord, this is the Lord talking. Not Brother Gordon or some of the ministers here. It's the Lord. You've been faithful. Come on in. That's what I'm listening for. Brother Gordon, you come on in. I mean, you're ready to go, and you're clear before God. Come on in. Lord help. What does it say? And we drop back to the 42nd verse of the 24th chapter of Matthew. It says, watch therefore. What are you watching for? We got to watch our life. That's right. We've got to watch our attitudes. We've got to want things that will hinder us. And the world is a hindering a lot of people. That's right. It's hindering a lot of people. They're not willing to humble themselves. They're not willing to confess their faults and their wrongs. That's right. Watch. It says, watch therefore. For you know not. Listen to what it says. For you know not what hour your Lord has come. Coming for us. We don't know the hour. The devil told me I was going to die a long time ago, but I'm still living. I'm still alive. Lord, help us today. Brother, this is a holy way. It's not no haphazardous way. It's a true way. It's a narrow way. It's a righteous way. That's right. So many, you know, I thought about that scripture, something about being scarcity, just barely saved. I wonder why he put that in there. You know what? It's because the enemy and the world and the spirit that's out there in the world, it's trying to devour your soul. That's right. I love the Church of God. The Church of God is pure. The Church of God is like Jesus. Can you say it like that? We want to be like Jesus. We're striving. We're hungering and thirsting. We're wanting to be like Him. Lord, help us today. Stir our hearts. I'm going to turn to the 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Lord, help us tonight. Oh, my heart is heavy. Oh, God. Lord, I know it's real. I know it's pure. I know it's holy. I know that. And we're going to have to be righteous, pure, and holy to get into this. Lord, help us today. Help us, Lord. 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. It says, examine yourself. How do we examine ourselves? It's by the Word of God. Everything that's in there, we're going to have to do. All the things that is written. I think the Bible says something about all the commandments or something like, to that effect. Everything that is written in this Bible, if it's still in our life, we're going to have to be delivered for it to be clear. That's right. I've heard people say, I told a man one time that he wasn't saved, and he says, you're judging. Judge the world. Is that what it says? But I believe what it means is if we see someone sinning according to the Bible, they're not right. Is that right? Lord, help us today. This is a holy, this is a righteous woman. And one scripture says, no unclean thing is going in there. Brother, do we really believe that? I believe it. This is a holy way. I want to stress that so much. Holy. This is a holy way. We're going to have to walk holy. We're going to have to walk pure. We're going to have to walk clear. Right here. Lord help. Jesus also said that he wasn't of the world. What he was talking about, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. He didn't have no part of it. And you and I today, we should not have any part at all with the lustful things. The things that will draw us away from God. The internet. Uh-oh. Getting in trouble now. VCR. I know people's got them. I don't have them. I've got the money to buy them. I don't want them. I don't want nothing that will cause me to do something that is grievous in the sight of God. Lord, help us. Do you love me? You know, I'm concerned. You know, I might sound harsh, but down deep inside, I'm very timid. I want to stay that way. I've had people rail on me. I didn't rail back. I just let it fall. How'd that go about sticks and stones? Break your bones or something. Lord, help us today. I want to be sure. And I want to say another thing. If you are justifying people that is wrong, you're in the wrong yourself. That's right. We don't need to justify sin. We don't need to justify anything that's wrong. Or put our approval on. Lord, help us. It said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith or you can say the doctrine. It's not changing anything. Television is of the devil. It don't have no part of God in it. Lord help us. I love the Lord. I want to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Lord help us today. My heart is heavy. I see things that's not right. And I'm not looking for them. It said here in the 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians, and we start at the 10th verse. For godly sorrow worketh repentance. It said godly sorrow. Seems like people today is not sorry for what they do or what they say. Lord help us. It said godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. You know, there's a lot of people that say, well, I'm sorry, but really damn deep in the heart, they're not sorry. That's right. Lord, help us today. We need a godly sorrow. And it said here, for behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorry after a godly sort, it says, what carefulness. Brother, are we careful? Are we careful? Lord, help us today. I don't want anything, wickedness or sin in my life. Lord, help us. It said, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing. Brother, there's times that we're going to have to clear ourselves. Clearing a thing that's not right with God. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Clearing of yourself, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear. Fear. Not much fear in the world today. They could just speak about God just any way they want to speak. And they call it free speech. That's right. Lord, help us. We need some clearing. It said here, fear, yea, what vehement desire. A strong desire to love for God, to live for God. Yea, what zeal. What kind of zeal do we have? Is it a godly zeal? Is it a worldly zeal? What kind of zeal we have. Lord, help us. You know, I'm glad I'm on the holy way. It's a holy way. There ain't no sin or anything is going to get on this way. Lord, help us. You know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. There's things that after I got saved, I got rid of everything. I didn't have to do it. But why did I do it? It's because I wanted a clear experience of salvation. A clear. And I see now that I could do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to feel it again. The things I destroyed. Lord, help us today. And ministers, preach the truth. Admonishing. It's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. Maybe one to say one thing and another to say another thing. Again. It shouldn't hinder, but it does. That's right. Lord, help us. This is the holy way. This is the godly way. We can have victory over the devil. That's right. We can have victory over the devil. We can have victory over the world. We can have victory over sin. Lord, help us. How about in modesty? I mean, modesty. We need to be modest. Lord, help us. This is where we get power. This is where we get victory. This is where that we can shout and praise God. There's nothing in the way. Everything is clear. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. I'm glad that we can have the victory. But for us to have the victory, we're going to have a holy life. Holy life. And everything that is hindering us, we need to get to this. Everything that will that you can overthrow, you need victory. And how do we get victory? Is through the Holy Ghost. He'll give you power. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. But we're going to have to be clear before we get the Holy Ghost. That's right. And then we can present our bodies a living sacrifice. And the Holy Spirit will come in and will give you power over yourself. Give you power over the world. Give you power over the chain that's in the world. That's a wonderful power. A wonderful power. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, as we yield and submit to the Holy Spirit, He will give you power over the world. He'll give you power over self. He'll give you power over everything that's wrong. I pray. And the Holy Spirit will, if the Holy Spirit is in you and the Holy Spirit is in me, He will preach the same thing. He'll tell you the truth. He won't deceive you. But I pray today that I've been a praying, Lord, I want to get closer to you. I feel like I'm close, but I want to get closer. Closer than I've ever been. He'll give you power to trust God. The Holy Ghost, I'm talking about. Too many people are yielding to the arm of flesh. I'm not condemning people, but the Word of God condemns. How does that scripture say? Woe unto them that go down to Egypt or something to that effect. That's judging us if we do it. Is that right? Lord, help us today. We want to go to heaven. Don't you? I don't justify wrong. Because, you know, if you justify people in their wrongs, well, they think they're doing all right. You know, I thought about nature. David could slay Nathan. He could. He had power to do away with it. That's right. But what did he do? He wasn't afraid. No doubt he feared God. And he went in, and he said, he told David, and David got real mad and all. And he said, David, you're the man. You're the one that's doing wrong. Well, one thing about it, David humbled himself and called on God and got back in touch with God. Lord, help us today. Is this too straight? I don't hear nobody say amen. Lord, help us. As long as I'm in this body, I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to preach the truth. I'm not going to compromise. I don't fellowship wrong. Lord help us. As the tree falls, so shall it fall. If we don't clear things up with God, it's going to be just like that. That's all. It's just going to be like that. And we're going to go out and meet God just like we are. That's right. Lord, help us. I appreciate the truth. Sometimes, maybe I should cry. I guess that's my nature. I just don't hardly cry very much. But you know what I say, Brother Leslie, I cry, and I cry unto God. I guess he know how to make me cry. But I love the Lord. I just love him. I told him, I said, Lord, I said, I want to do something for you. I want to repay you. I know I really can't, but he's done so much for me. So much. I pray the Lord to help us out. We're going to die. You're just going to have to get that in your mind. And we're going to have to get it in our minds that after we die, we're going to have to meet God. And how are we going to meet God? Are we going to meet God just like we are? Lord, help us. I pray the Lord to help us out. I love every one of you. I love your soul. I want you to make heaven. I want you to be in unity. I want you to have power. If you get more power than I do, I want in with you. Yeah, in with you. Oh, how do you say that? But we need to have more power of God. May the Lord help us. Amen.
Believe this message was true? Some of you don't. Some of you do. I've learned a few things in my walk with God. Because God began to deal with me and show me some weaknesses in my life and things that hindered me. And there was some purging that had to take place in my home, some things I had to take care of, because they were a hindrance to my soul. The television was one of those things. If there's anybody here that thinks, now, that's not necessary, the devil's lying to you. You're believing a lie. That television will rob you of your spirituality. It may be slow. It may take some time, but it'll get there until there's no spirituality left. How do I know? Because I've had to deal with it. And let me tell you something. When you bring that television into your home, he mentioned the VCR. That's just about outdated, brother. I think it's DVDs now. Something of that nature. I don't have one, but I have children that do. And I go to their home, and it grieves me. That thing's on from the time I get to the time I left. The children get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, get ready. First thing they do is they turn that television on. And they're watching them cartoons, and you want to know what those cartoons are? They're witchcraft. Most of them are just witchcraft. Is sin entertainment for God's people? No. Has sin ever been entertainment for God's people?
No.
It never will be.
No.
But let me tell you, you bring that stuff into your home, that rock music, that internet. Now, you can control that internet, I'm sure. Some can and some can't. If you can't, you better get it out of your home. We're starting to hear more and more preaching on that internet. Why? Because there's things on there that are not fit for human consumption. They're sure not fit for God's people. But you bring that into your home. You bring that country music into your home, and the devil has the right to be in your home. You brought him in. He has the right to claim his own. He comes into your home, he has the right to be there. I've dealt with this, and I've dealt with people that want to know why their relatives come over and they're afraid to go in their home. I ask them, what's happened? One man we were dealing with, and he invited us over to talk of that very subject. So we began to talk to him, and his daughter finally confessed. She said, Dad, you remember some time ago, some of my friends came over, and one of them had the tarot cards. And we began to do the tarot cards, and she began to read them. And from that time on, they were afraid to be in that home. Because a spirit came in there. You bring the devil's tools into your home, he has the right to be there. He has the right to be there. And then trouble's going to come to your family. Trouble's going to come to you. Because that's his job. I was talking to Brother Marty last night, and he told me. He said, there's some things that don't change. He said, God does not change. He said, the devil does not change. And he said, the church does not change. You that think the church is in trouble, you're wrong. The church of God is victorious. It always has been, and it always will be. But there's a fourth element, he told me. He said, there's you and I. There's the people. That's where the problem can come in. That's where the variable is. It's where are you and I. The church is going to go on with or without you. And it's going to be victorious. Are you a part of it? Have you cleaned your home? Have you cleaned your life? We know the church is white and she's pure. She's like Christ. That we sing that song, I think it was 44, it says, and we shall, how does it say, will, in His likeness, will behold Him. Every man that has this hope in Him, purify himself as He, Christ, is pure. Would Christ delve into any of these sinful things? Would they be found in His home or in His life? You say, well, Brother Rich, they weren't back there those 2,000 years ago. You think the devil is any different now than he was then? All the temptations, the inventions may be different, but the principles of sin are still the same, and the principles of righteousness are still the same. This message was truth. And you and I need to take heed. If there's problems in your home, you look to yourself and then look to God. Some years ago, I had quite a burden. And my burden was for the church. I wanted to see power manifested in the church. I want to see the gift of divine healing manifested in the church. I want to see the gift of wisdom and discernment, the gift of tongues. I want to see all the gifts of government and of helps. I want to see them manifested in the church. Don't you? Can we say today that we do see them? Are they greatly manifested amongst us? Well, my burden was great, and I was talking to a minister from the East. And we were talking about other things, but that burden came out. I said, brother, I'm burdened for the church. I want to see the church manifest the power of God. Is there any apostles here tonight? Is there an apostle anywhere in this chapel tonight? In the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 12th verse, it says, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. How often do we see those things? Lord help us. So I told the brother, I said, brother, I'm so concerned. I want to see the church manifest. I want to see it, a city set on a hill. That Satan's sinner can see the beauty of it and it'll draw him to it. Dear ones, if we don't have anything beautiful to show the sinner, why would he come to us? We've got to have something real. Something beautiful. Something clear. Something clean. So a refuge for him to go to and hide himself in Jesus. So you know what this minister told me? He said, Brother Rich, he said, it's not the ministry. The ministers are teaching the truth. It's the congregations. They're not hearing it, not taking heed to it, not living to it. Oh, Lord. We pray about that. A day or so later, I was talking to a minister from the West. And I told him my same burden. And that minister said, Brother Rich, it's the ministry. They're just not living where they ought to live. They're just not doing what they ought to do. And they can't preach the truth. I've got two different answers from two different ministers that I had utmost confidence then and still do today. But they were from two different parts of this country. So I went to the Lord. Lord, how can this be? Two different answers from two different ministers that I hold in great esteem. Much more esteem. Lord, how can I have this two different answers, two different opinions? One of them must surely be wrong. You know what the Lord told me? He said they're both right. The ministers may be failing on the West Coast, and the congregations may be failing on the East. I know not. But what he went on to tell me was, if the ministers will get a hold of this truth and they'll live it, and if they'll live it, they can preach it. And if they'll preach it, they'll have power in their lives. And if the congregations will hear it, will take heed to it, they'll put it in their lives and they'll live it, they can have power in their lives too. If the congregation's got power and the leadership's got power, the church is going to have power. And we can have these power manifested once again among us. Yeah, are you willing to sanctify yourself for God? Yeah, right. Are you willing to qualify yourself with His help? Right. It's going to take a surrender, a humility on our part to say, Lord, this is what I really want. You're going to have to throw it away. All that you knew. And start again. By the Word and by His Spirit. And you'll always agree. This message was true. Dear ones, if you haven't got the power in your life that the Word of God talks about, the problem lies with you. If I don't have it, the problem lies with you. If it's not being taught in our congregation, it lies with the leadership. They can't preach it because they're not living it. It's time for all of us to move up, including me. I'm learning every day. I was on my knees with my wife last night in our little camper praying about these very things. The Lord through the messages of this meeting. So simple and so pure. Have you ever heard messages so simple and so plain as what we heard in this meeting? I mean, just simple. So plain. So out there. I got a hold of some things. And I got in that camper. showed us some things. Am I ashamed of it? Not now. I may have been, but I've got it taken care of. I've got victory in my life. And I can call upon God. And I can call upon His power. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been to Pasadena, California? Anybody here ever been to Pasadena, California?
My wife has.
Does it mean that it doesn't exist because you haven't been there? I've been there. It's a little town out in the hills. Used to be a logging camp. It's still there. Only a few souls live there now, but it's there. Dear, when there's a place for you and I to get to, where we can have what the Bible says we can have, that every promise is true, and we can have the power in our lives and in our congregations, and when we say something, the sinner will make me. Because He knows we've been with Jesus. Those ignorant, unlearned men the Word talks about, but they took note that they have been with Him. There's something about it. It's real. And it's good that people be calling you when you get into trouble for prayer. Why? Because you can get a hold of God. Why? Because there's power in your life. Why? Because you're living it. Signs of an apostle. Signs that follow the people of God in Antioch, first called Christians. Why? Because they were Christ-like. Are we Christ-like? Lord, help us. I love this church, and I love this way. There's a truth that we need to get a hold of. Tonight was some of that truth, and there's more. There are ones you allow the devil to come into your home. He's going to come into your life, and he'll rob you of every good thing that God has given you, and you'll get to a place where you don't want to believe it. I have to go to this